Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. Earlier this week, I stopped by the studio of aerial artist Mara Nemanis. She's the artistic director of In Flight Theater, and she's been busy getting ready for the third annual Alley Aerial Festival, which is taking place this weekend in a graffiti-covered alleyway behind her studio. We stood in that alleyway behind the old brick building, a former car dealership at the corner of North and Howard. It's now called the Load of Fun, and it's full of artist studios and performance spaces. With a light rain coming down, Mara explained what aerial theater is all about and what to expect at the Alley Aerial Festival coming up this weekend. What is the aerial community? Tell us about what community? This is, what you are, what this is.
Well, there are about four groups in D.C. and about two groups here in Baltimore. And forgive me, I might be missing out on some people. But there are people who either are doing this work professionally and have an ongoing building of repertoire, or they're just starting out. Some people have trained at the New York Circus School that was in the Inner Harbor. Some of us are trained by other teachers. A lot of us share teachers out in California, in D.C. And most of the people do dance. Most of the people use it in dance. I use it for theater. Some people do gigs. Trixie and Monkey do burlesque with it. Trixie and the Evil Hate Monkey. And this, for example, this is a good, they're a good example in that they're still probably going to do some sort of really wonderful, wonderful burlesque act. But Trixie and Monkey are phenomenal aerialists.
Will they be here?
They will be here. They're part of the festival. They've been a part of it for the full 3 years. So it's a way for the aero community to share new work, do things that they want to try out, and have an audience that is just for them, that expressly is coming for aerial work, not a mixed program. And the fact that it's in the alleyway, something about this place that it's nitty-gritty, there's a kind of risk here, it's kind of impromptu. There's something that relates to that kind of performance work as well. So the aerial community, we are out there. We are out there.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Out there and up there. So we're here near Howard Street and North, and this alleyway is like, I mean, describing this alleyway, which is just some beautiful art and some not so beautiful art, but it's all this incredible graffiti that goes up and down the alley.
Yep. And defacement is a part of the art, which is really interesting.
So tell me, how did you start this?
I started with a need that we aerialists needed a place to perform in. I wanted a place to perform in, and that one of my partners, Tim Schofield, who's a metal sculptor, he does aerial sculpture, his stuff is really big, and it's really hard to house. Where do we put it? Where do we perform? And I looked out here. I have a studio here at Load of Fun on the second floor where I teach and rehearse, and I looked out here, and I thought, well, maybe we could make this an aerial venue. Tim and I had these beams that we had gotten from another show. And it just so happened that they fit in the space as far as the horizontal.
You didn't have to cut, they actually fit across the alley?
No, they just fit. Like that? Yeah. Maybe he cut a little, but it certainly, they weren't too short, right?
Right.
You know,
right,
which would be a problem. So we have one here, and do you want to walk around the other way? The other thing that the alley is wonderful because it has its own, really, it's an environment. You can really be in here because it's like an L.
Right.
So we put up these two beams here, and we do act one on that one, on that beam, which is a really wonderful look. And then so that people can see more graffiti and more art, we do act two here. We have our lighting and sound come out of the fire escapes.
Uh-huh.
And we have audience sitting. This year we're actually going to have the audience sit to about here because we had incredible overflow last year.
So they sit here and here and can see both sides?
Well, we kind of switch them. Yeah, we switch them. Facing this way, then facing this way. And down at the end, like just a little past the second beam, is where Tim and I will perform. We usually have a large sculpture that we work on, and We are a clown duo. We haven't always been a clown duo, but for the past 2 years we've developed clown because his objects are, they're great for clown, many of them. Or poetry, metaphor, counterbalance in spirit as well as in function. And so we place his stuff there. So he gets to get seen, the other aerialists get to get seen, and we have people come who are know what they're doing, not real beginners. And almost all of the performers this year are professional aerialists. People have won awards in Mark Harding is a wonderful guy. He's won awards in Italy. We have a person coming who teaches at a very, very wonderful circus school up in Vermont. Hopefully she'll swim on over. She has an aerial boat. Yes, she does. And so anyway, because I work a lot with Tim and I work with invented objects that are somewhat large, I am always looking up. I'm always looking up to see if I can rig. I'm always looking up to see if there's a place that we can perform. And so that's how it all started.
So what exactly were people going to see this weekend as they look up in this alleyway between behind North and Howard in this graffiti, beautiful graffiti-laden alley?
They will see a trapeze duo who are going to perform on what we call silks, which is fabric, very beautiful piece, Arachne Aerial Arts. They will see Mark Harding, who will do a static trapeze piece solo. They will see me. I will be doing a piece on the Big Gate, this large, large sculpture. They will see another group called Updraft, a conspiracy of movement. All the people I've mentioned so far are all Baltimore, D.C. Mm-hmm. Updraft works with a community. They live out in Harper's Ferry, and they're going to do a piece about coal mining. You will see Kristen Faber, who is going to do a very funny piece about pets. I have no idea if she's going to dress up like a pet. I don't know. I have to see it. You will see the giant Weeble Wobble with Tim Schofield and myself on a big, large metal sort of half egg thing that moves back and forth. They will see the DC Aerial Collective, a young group of new aerialists who will be doing a piece using straps. You have to be really strong to do it, and using fabric. And let's see, have I missed anybody? And Trixie and Monkey will be doing a double trapeze piece.
Of burlesque fame.
Of burlesque fame. And they will be doing some burlesque of great fun here.
And all this, and on these three beams?
On these two beams, actually. Two beams.
Two here and one there?
Yep. Right. So part of the setup is we have things up and pulled away. It looks almost like a Fellini set in here. Have trapeze pulled away on the fire escapes, fabric draped. We use the whole area. I usually don't use any other hardware. I try to use all the nooks and crannies of the space itself. And the space sort of gives back that way.
So, and when does this take place?
This is happening September 9th at 8 o'clock this Friday, and Saturday at 1 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Same performances each time?
Same performances, yep. Yeah.
And people just come and watch?
Well, they pay at the door or they order tickets online and they're ushered in and it's general seating and we'll see what happens.
This is great. So how do you, I mean, you never associate Baltimore with the aerial artists. And I didn't until your husband Bryce sent me that video last year and went, oh, wow, this is very cool. So, how did that happen here and how did you happen in it?
Well, I think that the reason it's happening here is that Baltimore is a very giving place to artists, I think. Warehouse space can be acquired in the city. Audiences are very kind in that you get all sorts of people out for all sorts of things. I think that's very unique to the city and something I'm really grateful for and I've grown from. I came to grad school at Towson. They were doing construction. I had no place to rig. I went to Creative Alliance, put in an application for their artist residency, and got in. And that was the beginning.
But you were already an aerialist.
I was first an actor and then an aerialist. But, yeah, I had combined the two and was going to grad school to try to codify some things and write down pedagogy and really try to call this a form, aerial theater. And And I did, just by doing it.
So how is aerial theater different than when we think of trapeze artists? How is it different?
It's a good question. Aerial theater is theater-like in that it has a narrative, there are characters, and what I have found is that the apparatus serves as a playwright, that there's something that characters happen in and on the apparatus. The apparatus can be a prop, an environment, a character, a set. And so 60-minute full-length play where a character is sort of born out of certain rhythms, kinesthetic response to the apparatus. So it's very physical. My background is in clown and mask performance. And so that was like my next step. Other aerial work is really born in circus or dance or a mixture of two. There isn't necessarily a narrative. Usually the images are beautiful. Or if they're not beautiful, there are some graceful things that set up a movement. My stuffs can be often very ugly. I'm not interested so much in beauty and grace. I'm interested in character and statement and metaphor. And I think that dance, there's a vocabulary of dance that's used in the aerial performers that are working, whereas I don't use a vocabulary necessarily of theater. There's something a little bit different. And circus, I guess the thing, too, about these circus in particular is that circus never wants you to forget that you're 20 feet up. They never want you to forget that your apparatus is rigged 20 feet up. They don't want the apparatus to go away. They want it to come forward so that you can see the virtuosity. And I think what I'm doing with aerial theater is I want the apparatus to sometimes go away and the character to come forward. And I like when they switch back and forth. Apparatus comes forward, character goes back. Character comes forward, apparatus goes back. More of an environment. And I just don't think that circus work wants that. You know, I mean, maybe my colleagues would have something different to say, but I think that circus work really, really wants the ta-da, and it deserves it and should have it.
We left the alleyway and went upstairs to Mara's studio, where a rectangular steel sculpture with bars across it hung from her ceiling. She climbed up the sculpture and performed an excerpt from her upcoming show, Flights of Family, which will premiere at the Creative Alliance in February 2012. And Mara will also be performing Parts of Flights of Family at the Alley Aerial Festival this coming weekend.
What can I tell you? Your father and I were very much in love. Still are. I remember when I first told my mother I was dating him. She said, a Latvian? They're all horse thieves. You're dating a horse thief? When he first told his parents, he was banned to see me. A Russian Jew. What can I say? He tried to obey. But as we liked the same things, we kept on running into each other. At the theater, of course, museums, concerts. New York is small that way. Will you take me shopping when you visit? We could have luncheon afterwards. Ladies who lunch.
That's aerial artist Mara Namanas, performing an excerpt from her solo show, Flights of Family. You can catch Mara and other aerial performers this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the 3rd Annual Alley Aerial Festival at Load of Fun, 120 West North Avenue at the corner of Howard Street. It's in the alley. You can't miss it. For performance times and more details, you can go to in-flighttheater.com. Be there and enjoy. It's utterly amazing. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for public radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.